Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Now, the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
All right. How was everyone's VMA experience? Because I know Hannah and AB were locked in at the VMAs.
Mm-hmm. I loved the VMAs this year. We'll get more into it in the 7:30 Hollywood hashtag. But I was very impressed this year. I thought Megan Thee Stallion did an amazing job as host. I thought the performances were like Super Bowl level. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I was entertained the whole time. And I feel like it's kind of hard to do that at award shows.
I feel like the VMAs is the one that does that the most. It has like the best reputation of like having those big like moments, those viral like moments. I felt like two things that I thought were indicative that they were going to go all in and like really try to make some headlines is one, they easily moved off the date because their original date was 9/10 and the debate took over that and they quickly pivoted, and it didn't change anyone's schedule. They were still able to book like Eminem to open the show.
Right.
Like Eminem doesn't perform anywhere, and they were able to get like Eminem. Like you guys are all in on this.
Yeah,
huh? Like,
they really have that credibility.
Yeah, like you weren't just going for. And then like Taylor was in house too. Like
I really appreciated Shawn Mendes had two of his exes there that both performed, but he performed first, left immediately.
Yeah,
did he leave?
He got into a party bus with his band and he left.
He's hurt.
Good for him.
Wow.
Good for him.
That's how you do it.
You don't think he should have been supportive of his ex?
No, I think he did what he thought was right.
Okay, that will be a topic later.
Yeah. How about Chapel Roan? I mean, that was pretty amazing.
And Best new artist, too.
They're calling it Roan of Arc
because
of her, you know, all that fire and all that medieval gear and all that stuff. Usually it's the opposite. Usually people dress down to perform for the VMAs. She's wearing armor. That was pretty impressive.
And then I have different thoughts on her. I can't wait for this hashtag at 7:30.
The other thing that I thought was interesting about the VMAs yesterday was Taylor won all the awards. Like she won like 7 awards, had all these moon men like around her, but like one of the biggest and deepest I feel like female rivalries we saw that was modern was Katy Perry versus Taylor Swift.
She was dancing to
And Taylor was there when she received the Vanguard Award. Like Katy Perry receives this big award. It's supposed to be Katy Perry's night, but then Taylor wins all the awards. Like it was weird to see them both celebrated at an award show together. It did make me feel like they could put their differences aside. And
for
people,
sure. Well, there was a video of Taylor Swift like really like into dancing to the Katy Perry performance.
Well, I don't think Taylor Swift should feel too threatened by Katy Perry.
I agree.
Yes.
Like, Taylor won that. Like, Taylor was the Kendrick and won the beef, right? They won it. But I just thought it was just interesting that that was, like, Katy's night that
extra
she won this
interesting,
Vanguard.
Especially, like, given, like, all the crazy things around Katy Perry recently, the comments she's made on, podcasts
just flopping
and stuff.
So, interesting night. We'll get more into the VMAs, break down all that kind of good stuff in the Hollywood hashtag. But a fun night yesterday. How was the streets of St. Charles?
It was so awesome. I think it was the largest turnout we've had. We had so many Brett Mega Show listeners come up to us, and that just means the world to AB and I.
Yeah, everyone was great.
I heard you were late setting up the tent, AB. What's up with that?
There was an accident on the road,
got a plan
so I was a little bit late.
Yeah, got a plan.
That's what they always say.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, so Jon Bon Jovi, this is a cool video. If you haven't had a chance to see this, check this out on online, on social media. Jon Bon Jovi was in the middle of a photo shoot on a bridge in Nashville, and he happened to look up and notice that a woman was climbing over the ledge and standing on the edge and getting ready to jump off and take her own life. And Jon Bon Jovi went over and comforted her and talked to her and persuaded her, hey, this isn't what you want to do. This is like, come back, like, let's talk about this, and like comforted her.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Through this obviously tough time, and I guess ultimately did the real life version of Take My Hand, You'll Make It, I Swear.
Yeah.
and brought the woman back over the ledge and lifted her to safety.
That's
awesome. Crazy that he's like John Bon Jovi who does this. And I do feel like celebrities feel like I shouldn't put myself in these very vulnerable situations, because what if something goes wrong?
Right.
Like, will I be held responsible? Kevin, you said you saw someone late night on like a bridge and you called. You know,
called 911. Yeah. Didn't go to the John Bon Jovi route. And I wondered,
felt so much pressure. Should I pull over? What do I do? Because it's so intense.
And I wonder too if she recognized that was John Bon Jovi. You know, and if you're like, oh my God, if John Bon Jovi cares, somebody must care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this is probably not the right decision I need to make.
What a good guy.
Yeah.
Honestly, most people would have not stepped into those situations, especially if you're the celebrity in those situations.
Yeah.
This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account at togethercu.org/empower.
Wow! I feel good.
Your good news is brought to you by Siteman Cancer Center with the Cardinals game time. It's the Cardinals and the Reds. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer. First pitch is at 12:15 on our sister station, KMOX.
Getting to know city.
Our city! Our spirit!
Brought to you by Michelob Ultra, superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly.
Tatiana, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, the whole crew's here. Hannah's here, Kevin, AB, we're all here.
Hi, Tatiana.
Hey!
Hello, hello, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. So you're playing the City Block Party this weekend. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a block party. It's totally free for all ages. Myself, Puerto Rican superstar Alejo will be performing, and another DJ, his name is Mitch Marco, will also be having a set. And we want all the City fans to come out.
It's Hispanic Heritage Month, and the game on Saturday is going to have a big impact for the community. What does it mean for you to be playing that game and that City Block Party?
Yeah, it means a lot to me because I've always wanted to represent for my Latin heritage. I am Mexican. My parents are Mexican. So it's just cool that City is able to do stuff like this for our community. And it's another opportunity for our people to come together and enjoy the game and enjoy good music. So it really means a lot to me.
You grew up as a dancer. The girls on the show also grew up as a dancer since you're 3. The dancing game seems crazy.
Yes, it's super, super crazy, which is one of the reasons why I decided not to become a professional dancer after all.
Yeah, the game is tough, tough, tough. What is your favorite style of dancing, Tatiana?
Honestly, I would have to say ballet, only because it is the traditional form of learning. Every single style, you need to learn how to do ballet first in order to learn how to do crazy things like hip-hop and breaking and all that, because it's part of the foundation.
Absolutely. I was It's still hard for me to talk about. I never liked ballet, and that's why I struggled, I feel like, with the rest of my dance career. Like, I never was a good turner or anything. So I wish I always, like, listened more in ballet class, because turning affected me in POM and all my other contemporary, all of the other styles. So I definitely agree with you that ballet is, like, the base and the foundation.
Absolutely. And it is one of the toughest, too.
Yeah, for sure. AB, your mom did point, right?
Yeah, my mom was a professional ballerina, so I definitely know how important it is.
I have weird toes, so that just didn't work out for me.
Yeah.
Well, Tatiana, we're super excited for Saturday's City Block Party. What type of energy can you expect for Saturday's game?
Super, super high energy. I know we're going to be playing against Minnesota FC, so I'm expecting super high energy. There's also, I believe, a band inside that's always rooting for the team, and they're always such a great time. They're always rooting and just bringing out the crowd and with the flags and everything. So I'm expecting some really high energy, and I'm super, super excited.
All right, we will see you out there Saturday, City Block Party, 4 to 7, before City SC takes on Minnesota. Tatiana Rose, thank you so much. We can't wait to see you on Saturday.
We'll see you guys there.
All for City, the home of City SC, is Y98.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. We're going to pretend we're a vegetable for a second, guys.
Ken?
This is a thing that people are talking about. If you had to be a vegetable, which one would you be? A potato, versatile, but underappreciated. Like, people don't really love potatoes. Carrots, everyone says you're good for them, but they rarely, like you or into you. Broccoli, people either love or hate you.
Oh my gosh, this is super easy. Definitely potato. I really disagree when you say that they're underrated. I mean, I would want to be so versatile. Like, everybody likes some version of a potato.
But they don't like the actual potato. They always like fries or mashed potato.
Right. They don't like who you are.
They don't like an actual potato. They just sitting there looking all potato-like.
Broccoli, if I was broccoli, people would dread me. And if I was a carrot, people would hate me.
Do you think so?
I'd rather be overappreciated than hated.
I mean, people, carrots are good for
underappreciated.
You.
Underappreciated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, I would rather be dreaded. I will go broccoli.
Oh, you like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, because that's my...
You're not a very polarizing guy, Kevin. You want the polarized one. You either love or hated. How you want to be?
Yeah, that's how I want to be. You either love me or you hate me. I love broccoli.
Do you love broccoli?
Yes.
All
if
right.
you put enough you cheese yourself. On anything, it's awesome.
I think... Now that Kevin said that, I think broccoli, because I think if it's really good broccoli, it's really good. I mean, if you make it the right way, you put a little cheese on it, a little salt on it, like you steam it the right way. It's exactly how you want it. I don't think there's a better vegetable if it's made the right way.
You're a versatile guy. That's what you do. You do like six different jobs. I am a potato. How are you not choosing potato?
I was going to go potato, but then Hannah brought up a good point, and maybe you made the point that nobody just likes you as you are. You always got to do something.
Yeah, that's why you got your guitar.
I like
everywhere.
Me for who I am.
I think I'm broccoli too. I feel like I don't have a lot of acquaintances. We're either like best friends or we're like not friends. And you think I hate you.
I mean, I'm definitely broccoli. I actually like when people hate me and I love when people love me. I like that. I hate broccoli, by the way. Despise it. But I would rather be loved or hated. I don't like when people just find me versatile, or they think I'm really good, but then they don't use me. Like, that sucks.
Like a carrot?
Yeah, that's what happens to carrots. And carrots are my favorite, man. You can get some carrots in, like, you know, like a little roast. Man, carrots are so good. But people don't give enough carrots enough love.
I think the difficulty with this is I think you're voting with your stomach.
I know, everyone's voting for which one they like the most.
Right, exactly.
You guys don't understand how it's like to be a vegetable.
Right, yeah.
Vegetables are misunderstood.
Can we be a vegetable medley?
I'm a potato and I'm proud.
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
Grace, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great. So are you feeling a win today in Hannah's homeschool?
I hope so.
That's what I like to hear.
I love the name Grace.
That's a beautiful name, Grace.
Thank you.
All right, Grace. It's going to be you versus Hannah. 5 pop culture questions. Going to ask you the same question, so it's all fair. And hopefully you get the win, okay?
Okay.
Ty will go towards Hannah. Grace, since you're so nice, do you want to be the one who kicks her out, though? So she can't hear?
No, because she was nice today and liked my name. So okay.
Nice today.
I'll be the one. Get the hell out of here, Hannah. All right. Hannah is leaving. Thank goodness. All right. Here we go, Grace. Which artist was snubbed from the CMAs despite having the number one country album for 4 weeks?
Jelly Roll?
Okay. What award do they hand out at the VMAs? VMAs hand out a very special award. It looks kind of like something.
A camera.
Okay. Who opened up for the Video Music Awards, also known as the greatest rapper of all time, one of my favorite artists, and also known as a candy? Not that I'm giving you lots of hints.
Eminem.
Yes. Of course. How would you not get that one? When are the Emmys?
This weekend?
Yeah, we'll count it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's fine.
They're going to be this weekend and Sunday, guys. Right, yeah. Grace, that's good. Good answer. How do the kids in Harry Potter get sorted to which house they are in?
The Sorting Hat.
Boom.
Oh, okay.
Nick, Grace didn't even hesitate.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, 3 out of 5. Let's see how Hannah does. No helping for Hannah. One song away.
Hannah's homeschool.
Hannah's walking back into the room. We're going to ask her the same 5 pop culture questions we just got done asking Grace. Fran is homeschooled, and see if she can get more right than Grace. Hannah does have the advantage because it's her school. Ty will go towards Hannah. Grace, you want to tell her how many you got right?
I got 3.
And she did it all on her own. No help at all.
Why are you pointing that out?
It's just because Grace is awesome.
Right.
I thought you were lying.
No. Would never lie, especially on behalf of Grace. All right, same 5 questions, Hannah. Which artist was snubbed from the CMAs despite having the number one country album for 4 weeks?
Unfortunately, it was Beyonce.
It was Beyonce. What award did they hand out at the VMAs? Very important.
The little Video Music Awards. The little astronaut.
Yeah, but what do they call the astronaut?
Yeah, I don't know if we'll count that for you. If it was Grace, we would have counted it, but not for you. She's going to get mad because technically
she's
right.
You know how the Academy Award is called the Oscar, the astronaut is called...
Emmy?
No.
No,
no that was stupid. That was stupid.
No. The Moon Man.
Are you kidding me?
I knew she was going to be
upset. It's an astronaut. That's stupid. I was right.
We refer to him as the Moon Man. That doesn't count.
Are you kidding?
Who opened up for the VMAs?
Eminem.
All right, well, you got 2. You got 1 more to get right. I mean, you just didn't know.
I don't care if I even win. I'm going to be mad that you didn't count the astronaut.
When are the Emmys?
Sunday.
Yes. And also known as the Moon Man. All right, and then this is the most important question we're going to ask. I mean, Eminem was up there, but I knew you knew that one. But this one is very important. How did the kids in Harry Potter get sorted to which house they are in? In his face.
With their powers. It depends what power they have.
No!
Oh, good God.
Grace, tell her how they get sorted.
The Sorting Hat.
Duh. The Sorting Hat. They put the hat on the people's head, and then it tells you where it's house you belong in.
Well, that's what power you have.
No.
Thank you, Grace. You got 3.5 correct. Astronaut, Moon Man, we have a little undecided, but it was good enough for a win, Hannah.
Thanks.
Grace, you got to say, this is Grace, and I was schooled by Hannah.
This is Grace, and I was schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's check out what's trended for Keep It Moving. I'll read off some headlines, and then Hannah, you either tell me keep scrolling or tell me more. I got 2 minutes on the clock running because we know life's busy. So let's get through some of these trending stories. Like fridgescaping. Ever heard of fridgescaping?
Nope.
It's a new trend. Fridgescaping is really popular, where people are decorating the inside of the refrigerator to look like any other room of their house, thoughtfully arranging produce, bouquet of asparagus, charming storage containers, pink glass pitchers, and then taking pictures of them for social media.
Making it like really aesthetically pleasing.
That's the world we live in.
You know, I've been telling you guys, I've been in my organization era. Next thing you know, I'm going to be having like a chandelier in my fridge.
Yep, they're going to be a fridgescaper. How about this? Maybe try extreme ironing.
Okay, this is getting too far with the cleaning. Keep it moving.
You literally take an ironing board to random remote locations, and then you iron there.
That would be my mother.
That's what extreme ironing is. People are into it. They just go to remote locations, bust out their ironing board, and iron that shirt. I blame TikTok. Sad jeans.
Keep it moving. Only happy ones here.
Okay, divorce parties reaching an all-time high last year.
Does it list any of the themes?
No, the people are just really excited. They're paying off debt, breast reductions, vasectomies. There's just people are just throwing parties for different major events, and they said divorce parties hit an all-time high.
I mean, I'm here for it, I guess.
Most affordable travel destinations.
Where to?
Vietnam. I've always heard that it's beautiful and really, really affordable. South Africa, Portugal, Argentina, Indonesia, and Costa Rica are the most affordable getaways.
I gotta put those on my list.
Try this trick next time you're in a meeting, especially for someone like Kevin who hates meetings.
Yeah, for Kev, I'll take this one.
So they're saying don't overuse this, but next time you're in a meeting, this is the move. You act like you have to take an important phone call and step out. Everyone sees you step out, and then everyone's like, damn, they must be important. What's going on?
Why have I literally never thought of that?
I know. And then
that
you look
is
like you're,
genius.
Yeah, they say like, oh, man, they must be really busy. And then you can actually leave and like, I got to go.
I did that in our last meeting because my doctor called me.
Yeah, and everyone thought, oh, what's happening with AB? Yeah. She must have some big business going on. Mm-hmm. And then you can just leave. I'm like, I got to go.
Finger business.
Like, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Finger business.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it. Moving!
Mega Minds!
Okay, Mega Mind question of the day. In the early 90s, there was 2,400 of these. Now only 6 of them.
I think this is an extremely hard Mega Minds. I struggled with this one. But I think I landed on drive-in movie theaters.
Drive-in movie theaters.
Ooh, that's a good one. You know, immediately thought of payphones.
Payphones?
Mm.
All right. In the early 90s, there was 2,400 of these. Now there's only 6 of them, Alex.
I was thinking about working typewriters.
Ooh, working typewriters. Ooh. AB.
I think you're all wrong, and I don't have an answer either.
Oh, okay. Just because you can't think of something.
Just so you know, they are all wrong, but okay. I'm going to need
like,
an answer.
6 is so little.
Yes.
Well, think of something then.
So it's freaking me. I don't know.
Okay, well, you're wrong. In the early 90s, there were 2,400 of these. Now there are only 6 of them. That answer's coming away in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. In the early 90s, there was 2,400 of these. Now there's only 6.
Yeah, this is a really hard one. Lots of people texted in saying that they got nothing but they love us, just like Teacher Suzanne
That's
said.
Funny. People in trouble with this one, huh?
Yeah, Mr. Metal texted in and said long distance phone plans. Thea said some kind of animal. Toys R Us says the Walsh Kids.
Close.
I think that's a really good one.
It is a store.
Abby says Hollister stores.
Hollister's good. Man, they need to get rid of those things. I don't know if that's still a thing.
Mallory says a movie rental store. And Mary got more specific saying Blockbuster.
Blockbuster's not a good guess, but I think there's 0 Blockbusters. The one that was like the longest standing one actually closed. They made a museum or whatever. Wow. Kmart.
Kmart. I love Kmart.
There's still some Kmart.
There's still
really?
6 of them. They said about 6 of them that still exist. My mom used to be obsessed with Kmart back
loved
in the day.
Kmart.
Yes. In the early 90s, I remember my mom would take me to Kmart all the time. I get all my clothes, and then my friends would make fun of me like, you get all your clothes from Kmart. Like, you're damn right. I get all my clothes from Kmart.
Blue light special.
Yeah, in the early 90s, there was 2,400 of these, and now there's only about 6 of them, and it's Kmart. And it did remind
historical
me.
Historical landmarks,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Mega Mart.
Hannah can't keep a secret for her life. She is the worst secret keeper of all time, but especially when it comes to sharing everything with AB as one of her best friends. But she's been keeping it secret from her. By the way, this isn't a secret. TSO tickets are coming her way in about 5 minutes on the Brett Maga Show. So yes, Hannah and AB are literally super, super tight besties. People constantly ask, like, do girls really get along that much? How do two girls that work together so closely not get catty? And they really do have a great relationship. And it's because I think you guys are so completely different. Like, honestly, polar opposites. Hannah is unfiltered, completely transparent, all over the place. Love her, like, to her core. And lets everything out. AB is a little bit more reserved, more conservative, really tight friend, really trusting too as well. But she could keep a secret. Hannah, no way. Everyone knows everything about Hannah. So AB has been freaking you out that she hasn't told you something?
Yes, my heart is beating so fast.
This is like a secret I've been keeping for a hot minute too.
Really?
Yeah, because she's been doing it for a little while. You have to do it for a little while to do this. A lot. You actually have to do it. It's
I
so
do
ridiculous.
Not have one guess. You what don't have, this could I was going to say. No.
This has been
so
like
what is something
filling
that you
my life.
Enjoy a lot that Hannah would just not be into? Name something. Could you think of something?
I know we have a lot of differences.
Yeah, I think I know what this is.
Really?
Kevin wants to guess? Go ahead.
I think it's about McDonald's. The McRib is back!
No.
It's not a fast food thing. Hannah and AP both.
Can I take a guess?
You want to take a guess? Yeah.
Does Hannah, is she not like, do you want to stop going to the Bible studies with
oh,
AB?
No, that would be deep. No.
Okay.
That's a good guess. Good guess.
No.
What type of TV do you like?
Reality TV? I mean, I watch a lot of TV.
But you do like reality TV. Hannah's just not a reality TV girl, huh?
Yeah.
I have been watching Love Island.
We literally were talking about this like 2 days ago.
I know, and I had to lie to you. So I've been secretly watching Love Island and taking all of these notes because I am not...
It's the most ridiculous
thing. I do not watch reality TV. I think it's stupid. It's not my type of TV. I don't even watch TV. The only TV I watch is Grey's Anatomy. So I completely ventured out, and I also... I've not finished the season, and mm-hmm. I have no idea what happens.
We were literally talking about this like 2 days ago because I was telling her I have some friends who started it late. And I was like, that's so weird because the hype's kind of over. Why would you do that?
Yeah, you're like, what? Yeah. You're like, what a waste of time. That's so dumb. And I'm like,
because there's like 40 episodes.
Yes,
I
you
mean
said it was the biggest waste of time. And Hannah looked at me like,
yeah.
So you have some notes. You have some questions and some notes for her.
Yes.
She has some opinions.
Keep in mind, I have not, I don't know what happens. Mm-hmm. And
so don't spoil it for her.
Yeah, I'm good at not spoiling
I truly
things.
Don't know. So I just have, yeah, some of my opinions as someone who doesn't watch reality TV. First of all, I think that Rob and Leah are a terrible couple. I cannot get behind them. I feel like everybody hypes them up in the show and people think they're like so close and he cares about her so much. I've never gotten behind them at all. I think they have completely different personalities and or interests. Specific saying Blockbuster.
Blockbuster's not a good guess, but I think there's zero Blockbusters. The one that was like the longest standing one actually closed. They made a museum or whatever. Wow. Kmart.
I love Kmart.
There's still some Kmart.
There's still
really?
Six of them. They said about six of them that still exist. My mom used to be obsessed with Kmart back
loved
in the day.
Kmart.
Yes. In the early 90s, I remember my mom would take me to Kmart all the time. I get all my clothes, and then my friends make fun of me like, you get all your clothes from Kmart. Like, you're damn right. I get all my clothes from Kmart.
Blue light special.
Yeah, in the early 90s, there was 2,400 of these, and now there's only about six of them, and it's Kmart. And it did remind
historical
me.
Historical landmarks,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Mega Mart.
Hannah can't keep a secret for her life. She is the worst secret keeper of all time, but especially when it comes to sharing everything with AB as one of her best friends. But she's been keeping it secret from her. By the way, this isn't a secret. TSO tickets are coming her way in about 5 minutes on the Brett Maga Show. So yes, Hannah and AB are literally super, super tight besties. People constantly ask, like, do girls really get along that much? How do two girls that work together so closely not get catty? And they really do have a great relationship. And it's because I think you guys are so completely different. Like, honestly, polar opposites. Hannah is unfiltered, completely transparent, all over the place. Love her, like, to her core. And lets everything out. AB is a little bit more reserved, more conservative, really tight friend, really trusting too as well. But she could keep a secret. Hannah, no way. Everyone knows everything about Hannah. So AB has been freaking you out that she hasn't told you something?
Yes, my heart is beating so fast.
This is like a secret I've been keeping for a hot minute too.
Want it?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, because she's been doing it for a little while. You have to do it for a little while to do this. A lot. You actually have to do it. It's
I
so
do not
ridiculous.
Have one guess
you
what
have,
this could
I was gonna
be.
Say,
no.
This has been
so
like
what is something
filling
that
my
you
life.
Enjoy a lot that Hannah would just not be into? Name something. Could you think of something?
I know we have a lot of differences.
Yeah, I think I know what this is.
Really?
Kevin wants to guess? Go ahead.
I think it's about McDonald's. The McRib is back!
No.
It's not a fast food thing. Hannah and AP both.
Can I take a guess?
You want to take a guess? Yeah.
Does Hannah is... Is she not like, do you want to stop going to the Bible studies with
oh,
AB?
No, that would be deep. No.
Okay.
That's a good guess. Good guess.
No.
What type of TV do you like?
Reality TV? I mean, I watch a lot of TV.
But you do like reality TV. Hannah's just not a reality TV girl, huh?
Yeah.
I have been watching Love Island.
We literally were talking about this like 2 days ago. I know, and I had to lie to you. So I've been secretly watching Love Island and taking all of these notes because I am not.
It's the most ridiculous.
I do not watch reality TV. I think it's stupid. It's not my type of TV. I don't even watch TV. The only TV I watch is Grey's Anatomy. So I completely ventured out, and I also, I've not finished the season, and mm-hmm. I have no idea what happens.
We were literally talking about this like 2 days ago because I was telling her I have some friends who started it late. And I was like, that's so weird because the hype's kind of over. Why would you do that?
Yeah, you're like, what? Yeah. You're like, what a waste of time. That's so dumb. And I'm like,
because there's like 40 episodes.
Yes, you said it was the biggest waste of time. And Hannah looked at me like,
yeah.
So you have some notes. You have some questions and some notes for her.
Yes.
She has some opinions.
Keep in mind, I don't know what happens. Mm-hmm. And
so don't spoil it for her.
Yeah, I'm good at not spoiling
it. I truly don't know. So I just have, some of my opinions as someone who doesn't watch reality TV. First of all, I think that Rob and Leah are a terrible couple. I cannot get behind them. I feel like everybody hypes them up in the show and people think they're like so close and he cares about her so much. I've never gotten behind them at all. I think they have completely different personalities and or interests. And if they were out in the real world, they would never last.
What do you think about Rob and Leah?
That makes sense. I think the rest of the world will disagree with you, though.
Yeah, I know. next one is
not Rob
and
Leah.
I don't trust Kaylor as a girlfriend, a partner, or a friend.
Yeah, I don't trust that
bee 100%.
Either.
I don't
really?
See her as...
Amy has secretly said, why did you start this? This is a waste of time. And now is loving that you watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Right. Kaylor, she sucks.
Yeah, I don't see her as a girl's girl. And when I don't see someone as a girl's girl, I can't see them as a good person.
Yep. She can't sit with us, Kaylor.
Okay, so these are now more specific to like reality TV. I just questions and or thoughts about them in general.
She has a lot of
some notes. Of the scenes you can clearly tell they do not go together. Like they'll be in different clothes. How do you look past that?
You just gotta.
You just ignore just like, it. How can I get into it when I know it's so fake? Like they'll have reactions from different days.
She doesn't think love is real on Love Island.
Right.
But the thing with Love Island is it's like it's better than all the other reality shows because it's every single day.
Oh,
so multiple days smashed into one episode.
It's not though. On
Love
Island.
Quality over quantity. I don't know. You're going quantity, huh?
I'm going
every
quantity
day
because
week,
I like to watch a lot of TV.
Okay. Next thought is I feel like the overly dramatic parts are like so overdramatic that it kind of like turns me off.
Like when people start crying and stuff?
Yeah. And this one goes with it too. Every time someone gets a text message on Love Island, come on. Everybody's like, I've got a text! And they literally freak out, but their faces, they'll look dead on to the camera and be like, jaw to the floor, like stupid.
So that's what we're gonna do now. Anytime anyone texts the show, we're gonna have to do that now.
Yeah.
So someone texts us right now. We'll read your text message. All right. Do you have any more? Do you have one more note? What is the last question?
It takes so damn long. I'm literally wasting my life away.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be a lot more notes. It's every day.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't finished it yet. I'm still going on.
When she finishes this, she's gonna give you a recap. Mm-hmm. Are you excited?
Yeah. I think you're going to like it. There's a lot of drama.
There's a lot of drama.
It only gets better.
It sounds real appealing.
I'm so happy I don't have to keep this secret anymore.
Oh, my God. TSO tickets coming your way right after Sabrina Carpenter on Y98 St. Louis. She had a huge night at the VMAs. You're going to cover all the VMA coverage, Hannah, coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Yeah, AB and I were texting nonstop about it last night, so I'm going to tell you our favorite moments in just 3 minutes.
All right, and let's get you some TSO tickets right now as we wait for those VMA information. December 18th, TSO coming to the Enterprise Center, and you could be there. 314-531-9898. Caller 18 will get you hooked up on Y98 St. Louis. Commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. Let's get you some TSO tickets. Jan, how's your morning going?
Real good. How are you doing?
Just great, because you got TSO tickets, Jan.
Congratulations, Yay. Jan.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
December 18th at the Enterprise Center. Jan, you're going to be going. We'll get you some more tickets tomorrow at this exact same time. But first, let's get into all your entertainment news.
It's going down, down, baby. No.
MTV Music Video Awards took place last night, and it basically was AB and I's Super Bowl. We were texting all night about it.
Megan Thee Stallion hosted last night's awards show and has gotten a lot of positive feedback. She really kept the energy up all night. AB,
she was great.
Yeah. So Taylor Swift was a big winner last night, taking home very, very large titles. Video of the Year, Best Collaboration, Best Pop Direction, Editing, Song of the Summer. So many awards, clearly all deserved. This by far has been the year of Taylor, and there's really not words to describe how iconic she is and how influential she is.
I don't think there's an award show that she doesn't dominate.
Right.
Yeah. It's just another example.
But what there are words for, though, is when Taylor gave kudos to Travis for the first time while accepting an award.
The thing is that this video seems very sad when you watch it, but it actually was like the most fun video to make. And something that I'll always remember is that when I would finish a take, I would always just hear like someone like cheering and like, woo! Like from across the studio where we were shooting it, and that one person was my boyfriend, Travis. Everything this man touches turns to happiness and fun and magic, so I want to thank him for adding that to our shoot, because I'll always remember that.
Oh my gosh, that just gives me like goosebumps and makes my heart so happy. I was just listening to the Tortured Poets Department earlier in the week, and I was listening to the song like Down Bad when Taylor was so heartbroken, and now to hear her like say how Travis makes her like everything he touches happy and awesome, like that just makes me so happy for them and for her to win from all those awards.
Look at Travis getting a shout out at the VMA.
Yeah. That was the first time I feel like I've heard her say boyfriend too, so that made it awesome. But away from Taylor Swift, many others made a big mark last night. Like AB's favorite, Sabrina Carpenter, she actually took home Song of the Year with Espresso, which was a huge success for her because she was against huge people. Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Post Malone, huge names, huge artists. Sabrina Carpenter walked in and walked out with Song of the Year.
She made out with an alien, too.
She did.
Yeah. Yep. That we cannot so forget that.
She made out with an alien.
And also, she was on the camera, like, nonstop.
She was,
the whole
award
show. I think she's the biggest up-and-coming star right now.
For sure. The camera would not get off of her, but I didn't mind. She looked absolutely stunning. And another big moment of the night was actually on the red carpet. New pop girlie, Chapel Roan, kind of let her emotions get the best of her and ended up telling off a photographer.
You shut the
quite overwhelming and quite scary. I think for someone who gets a lot of anxiety around people yelling at you, the carpet is horrifying.
Yeah.
And I yelled back. I yelled back. You don't get to yell at me like that.
Yeah, my thoughts on her kind of changed, honestly, after last night. Seeing that video when she was cussing at people, really, it didn't rub me the right way. I understand having anxiety. I have anxiety too. But I feel like if you go on the red carpet, what do you expect?
Yeah.
Agreed. So like, it's one thing to say like, this is an intense environment for me. It's also another thing to yell at someone for they're doing their job. Like, that's just how it is. If you want the red carpet, if it's the change, then you need to do it in a different way. This is the moment. And someone who doesn't like yelling, matching it with yelling, two wrongs don't make a right. You know, it just intensifies the situation.
Yeah, it was really intense. But overall, I was super, super impressed with the MTV Music Video Awards. It was literally like the Super Bowl. That's really all I can like equate it to. I feel like every performance was top notch. There was nothing really that I was like, ooh, they should take that out. I thought it was amazing. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Now I feel anxious. We're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show, and today is like one of those days that is really hard for me because it was 5 years ago that I lost my mom. And we were just talking about it in a meeting, actually, that no matter how old you are, if you know it's going to happen, because my mom, we lost her to dementia, and she'd had it for a long time and was sick for such a long time. Whether you're prepared for it or it happens unexpectedly, it just, like, there's something about like losing your mom that like it just sits with you, and you feel like no matter how old you are, a grown adult, you always just kind of need your mommy. And so today is always like a hard day for me. It's always covered with like so many different emotions. And then I also like relive that day that like I lost her like over and over and over again. And because it was like a milestone moment, I wrote like a letter to her, because I was reflecting about how much things have changed. Eminem or Ed Sheeran has this song where he's like talking about losing a loved one, and he's like, so much has changed. And like that line just always sits with me because so much has changed in the last 5 years of my life. I feel like nothing is the same. And so I did write her a letter to my mom, like just like catching her up on life almost. And I wanted to read it to you guys because I feel like it's important we share anything that happens in our life with you. But before I do that, my wife knew that it was going to be like a milestone moment for me and my mom's passing, that she actually did something for all of you guys in the room. She actually made these little like gift bags that I'll hand to each person.
That's so nice of Katie.
Because
thank you.
My mom used to have this saying that was like, be sweet.
Be sweet. That's right.
And my mom always had that saying. Aww. So it's got like little candy inside. And then it has like something that she'd made. It says, make someone smile today and be sweet. And it's like a little gift bag.
That's nice.
So my wife made that for you guys to have today.
That
so
is
I could
adorable.
Share some sweetness and some love to some people. All right, I'm going to read this letter. I know this is like all about like my mom and I, but hopefully you could just relate in some ways, just like having a parent or being a kid,
right?
And your kids and stuff like that. I said, Mom, I can't believe it's been 5 years. 5 years since I sat on your bed and told you about my life and we would just laugh. 5 years since I've heard your voice, heard your laugh, or given you a hug. 5 years since you told Katie and I, I've been saving up on the side in this envelope to take you two to the Cheesecake Factory, and we would go and order literally the entire menu, and we all know how big that menu is. So much has changed, Mom. I moved. I became a dad. And it aches deep inside that you never got to meet this version of me, that you didn't get to see this part of my life, that you'd probably say, well, I know my boy, but you never got to meet my kids, Mom, and that hurts. Katie and I have the two most beautiful children, Mom. They're everything. She's the most incredible mother. You'd be so proud of her. She loves them with every bit of her soul. I see now how you felt about Beau and I because how fiercely Katie loves them. She has her own business because she is Katie and she's so smart and so driven, so somehow she pulled that off, but her life revolves around them. She's still the same, supportive, patient, full of love, and she talks about you probably the most, always making sure the kids know how special you were to me. Theodore, he's 3.5 now. He's growing into this big, smart, curious little person. You wouldn't believe how quickly he learns. He likes to take his time in big social situations and process things, but that's because he's so observant and so thoughtful. He's so much like Katie, it's crazy. But I do see myself in him sometimes, like how I get lost in imagination. I'd run around and act like all those stories in my, play out all those stories in our living room. He creates these elaborate games too, just like I used to. And his heart, Mom, it's so pure. He loves so deeply, especially his sister. That's right, Mom. We have a girl, Emerson. I remember finding out when we were having a girl, of course, at the Cheesecake Factory. It felt like you were right there with us. I know you had something to do with her because it was like you were sending her to us. Dad said you told him about her even before we knew that you were holding her in heaven. It sucks you never got to hold her, Mom. I hate that. And I do believe you did. That sucks. Katie tells me that you held on to her until the very last moment and then sent her to us. She's a force of nature, so full of life and love and fierce little spirit that reminds me so much of you. She's sweet and social and determined, and she fills every room she's in just like you did. And you should see her blow kisses and send love. But I think about how often I never got to experience those kisses and hugs and give me advice and stick up for them like Grandpa used to stick up for us and buy them the world and feed them too many sweets. Dad moved to Florida like he always wanted to, but without you. So I think it's a little weird. Like his dream finally getting to Florida only feels half complete because he doesn't have you by his side. He still plays racquetball all the time. You know he loves it. And he's doing good, but I think he misses you. I know he misses you. As much as you needed him, I think he needed you just as much. And Bo, he's Bo. He moved to Florida too, actually, to be close to Dad, of course. But he didn't like it, and he moved back. You should see the house he built. He'd want you to be proud. I think you would love his backyard. He would show it to you and get you all set up with the Diet Coke. We'd hang out on Sundays like we used to. He's working really hard, Mom. He's doing good. And the boys, they're in football and they're getting really big. As for me, Mom, I'm okay. You knew I was going to take it the hardest. I would call you every day on my way home from work, even when it was hard for you to talk, because I needed to hear your voice. It was comforting to me. And I thought after 5 years it would get easier, but between us, on the days when I'm really stressed and things are really hard, I still look at my phone and think, I just want to call house. You would tell me it's okay. I often think I wonder if my mom's proud. I often think maybe I should have stayed around after college and been there more. I tell Theodore about you all the time. He's three, and even he knows that we cry during Silent Night because it's your favorite Christmas song. And speaking of Christmas, Katie and I still do garnaches and put up the tree. We keep your spirit alive. They don't do the grab bag anymore, which is kind of a shame because I know you loved it. And I actually been staying home on Christmas. Yeah, because I bought a house. You never got to come over. You never got to see this life I'm trying to build. Now I'm still doing radio, following this crazy dream. And sometimes I picture you listening to the show upstairs in your room and the radio just blasting throughout the house because Dad had to put it on in the loft before he left for work because you didn't know how to do it. And no matter how sick you were, you would always make him turn on the radio when I was on. I miss you every day, man. I wish I could just be in your room and talk and catch up. 5 years, man, and so much has changed. Always be sweet, your miracle son. Oh, that sucked. I miss her.
Brett, that was so beautiful.
Yeah.
And just from knowing you and you sharing those moments and those memories of your mom, you are her. You are her in so many ways. You're carrying her on with you. You're so loved by her and everybody.
Thank you.
So sorry that you went through that loss, but I hope you hold on to all those memories and all those special things that you had.
Thank you.
Yeah. Losing your mother sucks. Yeah. I can unfortunately speak from experience. You know, I've lost both my parents, but I always know this, that though they're not here physically, they're always here spiritually.
Thanks.
And your mother would be very, very proud of you.
Oh my gosh, she
Thank
would.
Thank
you. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you're doing so good, Brett. We're all so proud of you.
Thank you.
You do so good.
I miss you, Mom. Thank you for listening and being part of it and sharing your life with us and listening to our share our lives with you. It means a lot. I feel like I killed the vibe. Everyone's energy is low in the studio.
No, Brett. No, you didn't. No, that was so beautiful. Everybody feels love right now for you. That's what we feel.
Yeah. If you missed it just a second ago, it's the anniversary of my mom's death 5 years ago today. I lost her. And I read a letter to her, and I feel like everyone's like sad, choked up, and the vibe's all off. But I do appreciate you guys like listening and being part of our lives every single day, and all the support. So it does mean a lot.
Yeah, we got some very nice texts, you know, unfortunately, people who've also lost their moms or their parent or their, you know, dads and whatever. And they are, you know, just basically saying they totally get it. They understand it. They feel your pain. You know, other people are saying, you know, I've listened to the show for the past couple of days and I got to really stop listening to the show. It's making me cry.
I know, I've been like all out there super vulnerable lately. We got to go back to
that's what makes us so exactly. special, though. Yep. I swear that was the most raw and beautiful break I've ever heard ever anyone do in any sort of media.
Thank you,
Brett. That was amazing. That was so real.
Thank you.
That could never be recreated either. So good luck.
Appreciate that. Hannah is going to cover all our fun stuff in the Hollywood hashtag. What's going on in the Hollywood hashtag?
A celebrity actually did the unimaginable and legit took someone down from a bridge. I'll tell you who that celebrity was and what the situation was at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready. So here we go.
Jon Bon Jovi was out filming a video and having a little photo shoot in a bridge on Nashville Tuesday night when he noticed a woman was in despair standing on the ledge of the bridge. So Jon Bon Jovi decided to take it upon himself to run over and convince her not to jump. He also was able to pull her off of the ledge safely. He was able to use his, you know, love and his encouragement to get her down. She is okay. And the chief of the Metro Nashville Police Department has released a statement saying, shout out to Jon Bon Jovi and his team for helping a woman off the bridge. It takes all of us and our help to keep each other safe. This isn't the first time that Jon Bon Jovi has helped others in times of disparity as well. He has a JBJ Soul Foundation, which helps people from things with hunger, homelessness, mental health, etc. And I just think it is so beautiful that Jon Bon Jovi obviously has a team of people with him. He has probably security, he has a crew, but he didn't send anybody else to do this job for him. He went to the ledge himself and could have gotten himself in danger, but he did that to help someone. And I mean, that type of stuff you think like doesn't happen in real life. Unfortunately, it does. And I'm so glad that he was able to step into action.
The video that's like going viral now, it's crazy to see that Jon Bon Jovi, it's happening in daylight too. There's other people on the bridge and things like that. But for him, like, I feel like as a celebrity, you might be nervous to put yourself in that situation. Like, what if people film it? What if something goes wrong? Will I be held accountable?
Yeah. Right.
All those things start going through your head. And he was only thing that went through his head was just, can I help her? And was able to help her. What? That's a moment of bravery.
Yeah, you know, and it's weird too, because at the very end of it too, you see her just totally embrace him, to hug him, you know, as if, you know, thank you for taking me off this ledge.
It's a super powerful video. Mm-hmm. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
What universe would you disappear to? What, and also what made me think about this is James Earl Jones passing away, and he was, you know, the voice of Darth Vader and gave us the Star Wars universe. I was just curious, what universe would you want to be in? Like, Kevin, is that what you would choose? Would you choose Star Wars as a big Star Wars
it's
guy?
It's tough. There are so many great universes. And don't forget, James Earl Jones also was part of the Disney universe as the voice of Mufasa.
I know. I thought about, can you choose? I feel like you could choose anywhere. You could choose Lion King.
You could choose so many.
Where,
you know,
Hakuna Matata just lives.
That doesn't seem very fun.
My only reasoning.
Living in the jungle?
My only reasoning against being part of the Star Wars universe is it's always about rebellion. You know, it doesn't seem to be a very stable universe.
Okay. Safe place.
Right. And I've been going back and forth because there's a lot of great universes and I'm torn between two of them.
I know. This is the toughest question.
This was hard for Kev.
But I'm going to take it because simply because Batman's in the DC universe, and I'm going to go with Superman, Batman, Aquaman, The Flash.
Gotham seems dangerous.
You want to go to? You want the Joker to be your neighbor?
Hey, you know, I thought about the Marvel universe and Spider-Man and those guys, but that's a little too many universes. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Well, didn't you just list like 17 places you want to live?
No, those are 17 people.
They all live in Gotham?
Oh, they all live in the DC universe. No, there's, and it's like, you know, it's not Chicago, it's Central City. It's not L.A., it's Coastal City. It's not New York, it's Metropolis.
All right.
Or Gotham, you know.
So you would choose D.C.
I would choose the D.C. universe.
Go space.
I'm terrified of Gotham.
Gotham feels very like... life now.
Well, Gotham's its own little problem.
Gotham is really the city of St. Louis.
Batman's got that under control.
Okay. All right. I was surprised. Hannah, what would you choose?
All right. I'm going to do a 180 from Gotham, and I'm going down under to Bikini Bottom.
Shut up. That's what you choose?
I would kill to eat a Krabby Patty or a kelp smoothie. I also would love to go jelly fishing.
I think you would do really well there.
I know. Yeah. I would just like thrive. You know, everybody's kind and so funny. I think I would love Squidward. I feel like I kind of am Squidward sometimes.
You know what I almost chose was similar to yours because I like the ocean so much and I just love the ocean and beaches. Little Mermaid under the sea.
Oh, wow. I can see
that. I really did because kind of a similar vibe, like the energy just being.
Just like chill and.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
But I didn't. I'm not. To me, it's an easy one, but you can go first, Alex. It's easy. I know it. I can't believe no one said it already.
Well, and maybe you're going to say it, but Harry Potter.
Yes, yeah. Harry Potter.
Because
I thought that's what I thought.
A good point. You're a kid again.
Yes.
You're away at school with your friends.
Yes.
You're
Hogwarts seems awesome.
Yes. You're causing mischief. You're sneaking out.
I got an invisibility cloak. I'm riding on brooms.
Yeah.
Quidditch seems like football times 10.
Brett and I are sneaking around Hogwarts.
Yeah.
We're causing a little bit of trouble.
Drinking
not too
butter
much.
Beer.
You end up getting out of it. You know, at the end, everything works out in your favor.
I don't know how anyone...
Do you?
Nah.
You're
going Harry's
magic.
Yeah. Like, you just copy off Hermione.
You're
that's
learning
what
people
how
to do. Be a better wizard.
Yeah, I think literally just learning
all
how to do magic.
All I have to do is eat Krabby Patties, so.
Doing magic seems, I cannot believe it's just not the universal answer. We all just want to go to Hogwarts and.
Brett and I snap our fingers. The food is all over the table.
They always
feast dude, at
they
every
all,
meal.
Yeah, man, the dining hall, always got
a lot of people
feast.
Say they want to go to Hogwarts.
See? Yeah, that's what I thought. AB, what weird one did you choose that no one's probably ever heard of?
So mine is the universe of from Vampire Diaries. Because
what that depressing town? Because it's only gray. That's like saying Twilight.
Kinda. Well, everybody
forks.
The thing is, everybody is so in love with everybody, and they're like killing people because they're so in love with you. So like, I just want somebody to love me.
I don't watch
deeply.
The show. So they kill. What? So you want someone to love you so much they want to kill you? Explain this to me. You want someone to love you so much they want to kill you.
They kill other people for you. There's
you
always
wonder,
people dying and then
and
they get thrown back to life.
You just want Ian Somerhalder. That's all
true.
It is. That's what it's about.
I'm glad you know that, Kev.
Yeah.
And you wonder why you're single. You're scaring the guy.
I expect a lot.
You're scaring dudes off everywhere.
Yeah.
Someone in their car was like, man, AB kind of seems attractive. Oh, wait, she wants me to kill somebody for her. I'm out.
Yeah.
Maybe a red flag. Kevin, someone had a rebuttal to your universe.
Okay.
They said, I definitely would not choose Marvel. That's for sure. Car insurance rates must be through the roof.
Yeah, I would agree. See, that's why I chose DC.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
DC and Marvel. She's like, oh, someone had a rebuttal. Oh, there's a difference.
Sorry.
Yeah, come on, Hannah, get it right. That was really fun, but seriously, guys, somebody hand me a wand. Let's make some magic happen.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!